The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon in the Sea of Galilee into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and he said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. So that's why in the Gospel, the Alleluia, the antiphon for the Gospel says, "Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son." This phrase comes from, it's not exactly the paraphrase, but it's the meaning from Acts 16. Verse 14. By that time, Paul was visiting a city called Philippi, the province of Macedonia. It's a Roman province. And he went into a prayer house because over there is not too many Jews, so they don't have synagogue, but they have a prayer house by the riverside. Because the Jews, before they go to prayer, they wash the hand and wash the feet, and they smite by the river side so that they can be cleansed before enter into the prayer house. There was a woman called Lydia was selling cloth, purple cloth. And when she heard that Paul is preaching, she listened and then opened, her heart was opened by the Holy Spirit. And then her whole family was baptized. And also she invited St. Paul to stay in her house. His meaning is, he first listened to the word of God. And then the Holy Spirit gave her light. So at times, first we have to read and meditate on the word of God first. When you have this attitude of listening, the Holy Spirit will work. At times we just presume God is working any time. That's true. But most time is when we read the Gospel with heart or the Bible with heart, the Holy Spirit will be your light. So that's why the word says, "Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son." When we listen, then Holy Spirit will open our heart. So it is important first, listen, prayer, and then the Holy Spirit will work in us.